Hey, it's Overslept with Chris Laker. Episode 52. We did it. A whole year. This is what most podcasts do in a year. Did it in 52 days. Well, I guess there's other daily podcasts, but they don't do Friday and Saturday. They don't do Saturday and Sunday, those fuckers. The New York Times does one daily, but no weekend edition. And they have a big media machine behind them. Let's see, what we got here? I got an email. Let me see. I got an email from Ruby. She is a college student who has emailed me in the past. Where is she from again? Let me look. I think she's from Tucson, Arizona. I've never looked up a picture of you or the guys from Car Talk, but in my head, all three of you look the same. Well, I don't know what the guys from Car Talk look like. So, now I'm curious. Let's see. I don't know what Car Talk is, a podcast, I'm assuming. I haven't heard it. Yeah, it's a podcast. It's, I guess it's pretty big. It's NPR. NPR doing cars. It's, they're working, they're reaching out to the average Joe. I don't know anything. Well, I don't have a car, so why would I? Well, I'll say for starters, these guys don't look like each other. They're two different looking dudes. And they don't look like me. But you don't have to go, they're a lot older than me from this picture I'm seeing. But, you know, maybe they have young voices. And maybe my voice is, I'm just waking up. But, you know, if you like, Ruby, if you like to have this image in your mind that we're of the three of us looking the same, then don't go looking because it'll spoil everything. But, you know, that's fine. Sometimes you listen to somebody and you make them up in your mind. And then if you see a picture, I guarantee you see a picture of them and me, we're not the same person. It's going to ruin the whole thing. So you're going to have to avoid that. You can avoid that with me for the time being, but eventually I'll be on the cover of magazines and be quite famous. So, I guess you could still avoid it. Just don't look at magazines, which is pretty easy to do. They're not everywhere anymore because people don't really buy them. But when you go to the pharmacy, you go to a CVS, they're around. But just don't look at them. Right now, I'm not on them. Go, you're free. You cannot. It's very easy to avoid my face, and it's not on the image unless I put it on the image of this podcast, which I don't plan on. I made that logo very, with some Squarespace logo maker. But I think you know what? I've heard you're supposed to do that. Put your face on the. I guess I should if you know, nobody knows what I look like. that would be a start. Maybe I should have a photo shoot of me like laying in bed and I don't know what's what happens if you Google. I'm not going to Google myself right now, but yeah, if you Google me, I come up. I think I come up first. Me, there's me and the other Chris Laker, the skier. So if you see a guy on skis, like if Ruby, if you decide, now I'm curious. Now I gotta know what these guys. If you see a guy on skis, that is not me. I've never skied. That's another Chris Laker. So that you'll be imagining that guy is talking when no. But I appreciate the email, Ruby. It's an interesting thought. And I guess I sound like Car Talk. Or they sound like me. Are they ripping me off, those motherfuckers? It looks like they've been around doing their podcast longer than maybe I've been speaking publicly. So, well, it can't be. I started doing stand-up before podcasts. But I'm going to go ahead and guess. Well, it's a NPR, so there's a radio show. I don't know how. I don't know. I'm not going to research Car Talk right now. But I'm going to say that we probably don't even sound them. Yeah, I don't know. But yes, Ruby, thank you for the for that. And I will if I ever meet Car Talk. You know, say this show is number one for many, you know, for a while. We're killing everybody. We're the competent. We're taking out all these fucking people, and it's just I'm the king of the podcast medium with this show, and NPR is like, we don't get it. This guy he's not really doing anything. He's not doing it. He just wakes up at noon. That's the time I woke up today. Noon. He wakes up at noon, and then he just like kind of talks about nothing for 20 minutes, sometimes more, sometimes less, and then that's beating our carefully edited. And, you know, we put so much work into these shows and he's beating them all with that. Maybe we should buy out Chris Laker, overslept with Chris Laker. Maybe we should buy. And This Week in Jackin'. Oh, God, it goes against our brand. They're talking about masturbation, but let's just get. We're supposed to be the kings and the queens of podcasts here at NPR. And then they call me into their offices. You know, they're big shot national public radio offices. Yeah. Spending our tax dollars. I don't know, they must make money off those podcasts, so they're not just whatever it is. Calling NPR. Then I'll say, let me meet these Car Talk guys. I'll say, let me meet them. And then I'll say, hey, you know, there's this college student in Tucson. You'll still be in college, Ruby. It won't be that long from now. This show will take off. It'll be within a year and a half. This college says she imagines that we all look alike. Isn't that interesting? And I think they'll be intrigued. And I'll be like, okay, well, NPR, I sell out to no one. I'm out this bitch. Then I'll leave. How much money can NPR have? You know, a lot, I guess. No, I don't think Ira Glass is poor, you know. But I will stay independent I ain't gonna get bought out by, well, yeah, if somebody offers money, I'll take it. I'd like to imagine that I don't sell out to them. But if I'm that big, I don't need to. I'll be having all that. I'll get all that fucking Audible and Casper mattress money. You know, Blue Apron. Oh, it'd be Blue Apron all fucking day up in here. You'll have to listen to Blue Apron ads. Sorry, you don't have to now. Unless I just did. Hey, you know what's great, Blue Apron? They send you food in the mail, and then you cook it with your spouse, and then you two have a fun evening of cooking. And maybe you have a little one, and the child gets involved because everything's measured and cut. That's the thing. This week, we have fettuccine Alfredo. Next week, lobster bisque with fresh Maine lobster. Get Blue Apron. All right, there you go. Blue Apron commercial. But they don't have those things. But that's still what they do. They mail you food. I haven't tried it. I'm sure it's great. Or maybe it stinks. Maybe I should just Blue Apron sucks, don't get it. And I just do that until they're like, oh, man. There's this anti-Blue Apron campaign going on. Well, we better buy ads. Then I'll have to stop. Now I say, fuck Blue Apron. Go to the store. Go. You know what's even more fun than having the food mailed to you in a box for you and your partner or your spouse or whatever? Go to the store and pick out some food. And then bring it home and make it from the store. Then you feel like you really did something. Not that you pulled the fucking IKEA meal out of a box. How about that shit? Yeah, that's right, Blue Apron. Suck it. You guys fucking stink. I'm now doing ads for the store. Go to the store. It's great. They got everything. Maybe not at that store, but the other store has got the other shit. So that's what this ad is for. The store and the other store. Together, they got it all. And fuck Blue Apron until they buy ads. Kevin, I almost said his full name. I don't think I should say it for protection of his identity. He's a listener. He was a listener of the old show, then the new show. Well, it was just the show, then it was the new show, and now he listens to this show, and I appreciate that. I like the old, long-time Chris Laker fans, because that's a good group of folks. Anyway, Kevin, he said, hey, hi, Chris. How about getting Lupe on the show to tell us his craziest heavy metal story? That's interesting, Kevin. That's a good idea. And I will ask Lupe. I don't see him anymore because I go to the Creek in the Cave, but not like every week. Oh, I go every week to record This Week in Jackin', but then, like, that's during, it's a different times. So I don't always see him. And it's not like we have the time together that we used to. And I like Lupe. He's an interesting guy. If for those of you who don't understand what I'm talking about. Okay, I used to do this show. I did it for like 5 years, maybe 6 years, something like that, at the Creek in the Cave. And that's what I used to record my old podcast. It would be stand-up, and then I would sit on the stage with the comedians on the show, and we would record like a panel discussion. For a while, there would be a topic, and then I ran out of topics, so we would just talk, and it would just be like a podcast on stage. And it was fun. It was a really fun show. It was not well attended, typically. It went through ups and downs over those years, but there was a long stretch where it really was like, you know, I mean, if there was 10 people in the room, it would be exciting. And that's just how it was. It was be Wednesdays at 10 o'clock, and Lupe was the guy the sound and light booth is up in a crow's nest kind of situation, so he'd be up in there, and I would talk to him throughout the show because I would run out of shit to talk about because I would do a lot of time anyway, and he's an interesting guy. He grew up, I think, in Baltimore. He doesn't look, he's kind of shady about a lot of details in his life up to a certain point, which means he did some cool shit that he doesn't want to talk about, or life was probably not that easy, and he doesn't like dwelling on it. He's a very nice dude, he's very nice, friendly, smiles a lot, like nice dude, but he's like really into death metal, which is an interesting comment. I like some like metal music. I used to like it when I was in high school and college and stuff. I listen to like that stuff now. Like I'll go see, I don't know, like I would go see Motorhead or Lemmy's Dead now, but I went to, like as an adult, I've seen Slayer and Motorhead and some bands like that, you know, concerts like that, or Danzig. But he's into like the weird shit that nobody knows about that's like Swedish, and it sounds like that Cookie Monster kind of like metal stuff. Anyway, he's into all that shit. And he would go to this... He would always, whenever I'd ask him what was going on, it was always related to some like death metal concert that he was going to. Or like his friends were all from like death metal message boards. I think he's in, I'm not 100% on this. I know he's engaged to a very nice woman. And for the longest time, we were trying to get him a date like on the show, like there was no, I think he met her on like a heavy metal message board, and she's also lovely. So I guess that's a good place for people. Maybe the people in the heavy metal, like the death metal, severe, like death metal, like Flesh God Apocalypse. That's the one band he would talk about that's stuck in my, you know, like. If you go to the message board, people talk about that, you know, just lovely people, just nice people. I don't know. Those are the only two people that I know. But yes, Lupe, I should, now that I've given the background information on Lupe, I will ask him. I will do that. Maybe I will, I have a show at the Creek next week, but I'll ask him before then. I'm doing a show next weekend at the Creek in the Cave. If you're in New York City, come to the Creek in the Cave next weekend and see this show. I don't know. It's on my website. Oh, Virginia Beach this weekend. Let me see. What else is going on there? I got Virginia Beach. Oh, no, the Creek's not for a few weeks. It's like on the 22nd. And then 2 weeks from this week, I'm in Healy. I'm in Philadelphia. So, and my parents might be there. If you're in that area, if you're anywhere near Philadelphia, let me figure out if my parents are going to be there. You got to show up and be like Chris Laker fans. If you're anywhere near there, and then my parents will be fucking super impressed. You know, that'd be pretty cool. If I showed up they're like at a show, and I'm like opening for Mike Birbiglia, which is already like that's pretty good. You know he's opening, but he's opening for like a big act at his request. And then, but there's like people that are like, we love Chris Laker. He's the best. Then, what? He's got people here that like him. There you go. You know, then they, I mean, that's what this is all about, is proving to my parents that I'm the best. Not that they're, like, mean. I don't know. I think most people that do comedy or perform, I would say perform, I'd say a lot of them, there's a lot of different reasons to do it. But I know for me, and I think a lot of the people, you didn't feel heard as a child. And I think that'll just do it right there. Which is pretty easy, because who wants to hear a child? Like, nobody. So most people, man, that's probably not, it doesn't even make sense. Nobody feels heard as a child. It's like wanting to be heard as a child and then not being heard. I think most children are not heard and are okay with it, because nobody wants to fucking hear you. Everybody's like, shut up, kid. You're saying nonsense. I was saying nonsense. And then you're like, no, it's important. I was like, shut the fuck. Stop it. And I don't know. But yeah, I want my parents to think I have fans. So then when you guys come up to me, whoever shows up, if any show, and you're like, after the show, I'm talking to my parents, like, Chris Laker, oh, can we have your autograph? They're like, leave me alone. I'm just a person, you know. But I'll really appreciate it. But I'll have to, like, shoo you off and not give you any of that, and then but then later on I'll do it after my, then I'll tell my parents, hey, get out of here, I gotta take pictures with these assholes, because they never leave me alone. It's just how it is. So if any of you guys live in the Philadelphia area, then you should do that. I would think it would probably be the Saturday early show. That's the one that I but I don't know, because I gotta like ask Mike which one. It might be sold out. Maybe it'd be the Friday. Or it's gonna be the early show because it's my parents. Unless it's like so severely sold out that they can't go. But I gotta find out about. So that's my plan for that. All right. Well, that's it for today. Episode 52, baby. And I'll see you tomorrow for episode 53. And then after that, you know, 54. And it keeps on going. Yeah, that's it. Go to iTunes. Leave a review. What the fuck? No big deal. Go leave a review. Even if you haven't heard my album, go look up Chris Laker, Moments of Greatness, or whatever. And then just write a review. Say, this album's great, 5 stars. You don't have to fucking listen to it. You don't have to buy it. You don't have to do shit. But you should listen to it if you got, like, Spotify or Apple Music, whatever, because it don't cost you none. Shit. Just listen to it. All right? Cool. See you tomorrow. We love you.